The Kenwood Instruction Manual for the All-Mode Multibander TS-570S and HF Transceiver TS-570D. This manual, reading on tape, is a production of the Courage Handy Ham System, 3915 Golden Valley Road, Golden Valley, Minnesota, 55422. It is for the use of eligible Handy Ham members only. Any other use may violate copyright laws. Handy Hams may be reached at area 763-520-0512 or at email handyham@courage.org. There is a website at http://www.handyham.org. Hello, everyone. My name is Bob Zeta. My QTH is North Dartmouth, Massachusetts. My call sign is November 1 Bravo Lima Foxtrot, N1BLF. This product is produced by the Kenwood Corporation and applies to applicable model TS-570S, all-mode multibander, TS-570D, HF transceiver, intelligent digital enhanced communications system. Supplied accessories. Carefully unpack the transceiver. We recommend that you identify the items listed in the table below. In addition, it is safe to keep the box and the packing material. You may need to repack the transceiver in the future. The following is a chart which has three columns from left to right. First column is accessory. The part number is in the middle. And the third column on the right is quantity. Going downward, accessory microphone, part number T91-0352-XX, quantity 1. DC power cable, E30-3157-XX, 1. 7-pin DIN plug, E07-0751-XX, 1. 13-pin DIN plug, E07-1351-XX, 1. Fuse, 25-amp. F05-2531-XX, 1. Fuse, 4-amp. F06-4027-XX, 1. Instruction Manual, B62-0623-XX, 1. Schematic slant block diagrams, USA and Canada only. There is no part number, but the quantity is 1. Warranty card, USA, Canada, and Europe only. There is no part number, but quantity 1. In the schematics, for other markets, schematic and block diagrams are available as options. A statement: this transceiver is equipped with a bail, B-A-I-L, on the bottom so that you can angle the transceiver. Pull the bail forward to the limit as shown. And there is a picture of the rig with the bail pulled out. In bold letters, notice to the user. One or more of the following statements may be applicable to this equipment. FCC warning. This equipment generates or uses radio frequency energy. Changes or modifications to this equipment may cause harmful interference unless the modifications are expressly approved in the instruction manual. The user can lose the authority to operate this equipment if an unauthorized change or modification is made. Information to the digital device user required by the FCC. This equipment has been tested and found to comply with the limits for a Class B digital device. pursuant to Part 15 of the FCC rules. These limits are designed to provide reasonable protection against harmful interference in a residential installation. This equipment generates, uses, and can generate radio frequency energy and, if not installed and used in accordance with the instructions, may cause harmful interference to radio communications. However, there is no guarantee that the interference will not occur in a particular installation. If this equipment does cause harmful interference to radio or television reception, which can be determined by turning the equipment off and on, the user is encouraged to try to correct the interference by one or more of the following measures. Point. Reorient or relocate the receiving antenna. Point. Increase the separation between the equipment and receiver. Point. Connect the equipment to an outlet on a circuit different from that to which the receiver is connected. Point. Consult the dealer for technical assistance. Going to Roman numeral lowercase I. Thank you. Thank you for choosing the Kenwood TS-570 series. This intelligent, digital, enhanced communications system was developed by a team of engineers determined to continue the tradition of excellence and innovation in Kenwood HF transceivers. This transceiver includes a 16-bit digital signal processing, DSP, unit to process audio frequencies. By taking maximum advantage of DSP technology, the transceiver gives you enhanced interference reduction capabilities and improves the quality of audio that you transmit. You will find the differences when you fight QRM and QRN in the new solar cycle. As you learn how to use this transceiver, you also will find Kenwood is pursuing, quotations, user friendliness. For example, each time you change the menu number in menu mode, you will see on the display scrolling messages that tell you what you are selecting. Though user-friendly, this transceiver is technically sophisticated, and some features may be new to you. Consider this manual to be a personal tutorial from the designers. Allow the manual to guide you through the learning process now, then act as a reference in the coming years. Heading Features. Taking full advantage of DSP technology, this transceiver, point, provides high-performance receiver filters, point, enhances the beat cancel and noise reduction tools. Point. Allows total customization of transmitted audio through the use of functions such as the transmit equalizer. Point. Enables automatic zero beating for CW operation. To pursue user friendliness, this transceiver. Point. When in menu mode, scrolls messages to tell you what you are selecting. Point. Allows you to quickly and easily save the current transceiver settings in quick memory. Point. Is equipped with a large, easy-to-read LCD display. Heading title. Writing conventions followed. The writing conventions described below have been followed to simplify instructions and avoid unnecessary repetition. This format is less confusing for the reader. Reviewing the following information now will reduce your learning period. That means less time will be spent reading this manual, more time will be available for operating. Furthermore, a system of advisories is used as follows, : bold capital letters, warning, a forward arrow, possibility of personal injury. In bold capital letters, caution, a forward arrow, possibility of equipment damage. Note, forward arrow, important information or operating tip. What follows is a chart with two columns. Column on the left headed Instruction. Column on right, headed What to Do. In all cases, apparently, when there is a key to be pressed to perform a function, it will be in capital letters K-E-Y, bracketed. So beginning with line 1, under instruction column, press key. What to do? Press and release key. Line 2, press key 1 plus key 2. What to do? Press and hold key 1 down, then press key 2. If there are more than two keys, press and hold down each key in turn until the final key has been pressed. Line 3, under instruction, press key 1, comma, key 2. What to do? Press key 1 momentarily, release key 1, then press key 2. Line 4, press key plus power on. What to do? With the transceiver power off, press and hold key, then switch on the transceiver power by pressing the power switch. There's a note below the boxed information. Basic procedures are numbered sequentially to guide you step by step. Additional information pertaining to a step, but not essential to complete the procedure, is provided in bulleted form following many steps.